What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I feel so much smarter right now. Yeah, I spelt it real fast and spelt it wrong, so just bypass all that. Just bypass that and just listen to the audio. All right. Again, this is the award-deserving Spike on the Mic Show, and I am so glad to be here, and I hope you guys are happy to be here, and we're glad that you're here. When I'm saying here, I'm talking about the Resistance Fighters, ladies and gentlemen, the Resistance Fighters, and let me introduce the Resistance. The man is hanging out way somewhere. It looks like he's on a ski resort, but no, Ofonkwa. He's in somewhere in an undisclosed location in Orlando. He is the one. Mr. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy at Universal.
Oh.
Yeah. How are you sticking?
Don't disclose your location because people can find you then. Because somebody will buy a ticket, go there and walk around and then find you.
I would love for someone to say, hey, are you hanging Chad? But that's not gonna happen.
Hey, you never know, as in you never know. All right, so coming in from another undisclosed location, she is our Crack Pack research analyst, and I got a bone to pick with her, so uh-oh. I'll go ahead and introduce her right now. This is the lovely, talented Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody that's on time with my introduction.
Dude. So now I got Deuce's bone. I got Deuce's bone to pick with you. But before I pick the bones, I want everybody to be able to understand and be responding to this. So let's go to the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only. He is, and I'm giving him time to do his thing, the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking? I gave him time.
Yeah.
Actually
gave him enough time to unmute himself. Yeah, now he's just thinking.
Now he can't find the button.
This is exactly why we're here.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking that we're going to have a really great show once we get this thing rolling.
Yeah. Something seems to be bogging it down.
Once we get going here.
There he is.
I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, now let's go way to another country. X day, another state, way from somewhere. We don't know where she is, but she is a lovely, talented Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly, how you sticking?
Oh, she can't remember either.
Freaking amateurs, man.
I guess, you know, now I'm just sticking like somebody who's failed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you think after 2 weeks, we will understand that, you know, we just hit a little go button to go loud. Let's see if this happens. The man who put the sounds through your eardrums that make you hear all the Ofonkwas, he is the one, the only. Mr. PW, how you sticking?
I am simply the most. And that's all I can say about it.
Oh my garage.
How very Forrest Gump of you.
Very Forrest. And also the man who's hauling all the gas all over the planet, and he always have a different background, something that always startles me. He is the one, the only Mr. Gasman. Gasman, how you sticking?
Sticking like a toddler at nap time who got woke up too soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're getting all cranky on us. Yeah.
Cranky.
There he is. Well, get in line because everybody's cranky, so I've been hearing. Uh-oh. But now, speaking of cranky, here is my bone I have to pick.
What did I do?
Yeah.
Right, so something
last week, and I want you guys to agree with this, not agree with me, but to think about this.
he wants you to agree with him, whatever it is.
I was listening to the replay of the show, and last week, and I was thinking about it. Billy, you were not right, because this is what happened. We did the Jeopardy thing where you can say, you know, you say your name and you answer the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Billy won the board. And then she would pick a category and she would just say Billy, which means it nullifies everybody.
Yeah.
And then I have to read it. So it gave her time to think about her answer and read it with me. So that was
because I started doing that after she did it.
Oh, see. Okay. So bone with you too. So that wasn't fair to everybody. So we got to figure out another.
Hey, that's the only way I could compete with her.
So we were reading the questions when they were displayed.
Yeah.
And apparently I can read faster than you because I read the question, knew the answer, and said my name.
Oh, man.
There was one time I said my name, and then I was hoping I'd know the answer, and I didn't.
I never did that. I never actually did that.
But that can't be proven in court because it seemed like, because it locked out everybody. Because I would say, you'd say category for 200, spot Billy.
And then we need some other way to buzz in. We need to figure out some other way to buzz in because
you'll still beat us all.
If we wait till the end of the question, then everybody is going to say their name at once.
Well, then,
it's going to be a fight over who says it.
I think there's some element of that on the real Jeopardy where they hit the button before they.
Go ahead, Kim.
Mike is right because Jeopardy on that television show, the clicker doesn't work until the host is finished reading the question.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay.
If you click it, and I know this because I know somebody who was on the show.
And the contestants.
You click it a lot while they're saying the question and you think you're going to click it. You actually are canceling yourself out. It resets when the question is over.
And the contestants can see a little signal showing them when the button's going to work.
Right.
Yeah. So we got to figure out a different way because I was listening. I was like, well, how come?
Oh, the easiest thing is to just don't let Billy play.
Yeah. That's probably true.
I thought it was good when PW called my name. That gave me a shot at a question.
Yes. Yeah.
PW could also just mute Billy.
That's a good idea.
Until Spike is done reading the question.
Yeah.
And then we have to unmute ourselves and say our names, and whoever gets Hi, Mr. Brawny Man.
How you doing?
Look, it's the Brawny Man.
Brawny Man. Yeah. So, Gas Man.
And this is a radio show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he also kind of looks like the killer on Saw.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's really terrible to say. I don't.
That's a famous actor. He looks like that actor.
Yeah, and that.
Maybe he's a good looking killer.
I'm not saying he kills people. I'm saying he looks like that actor in that show.
I don't know.
Well, what kind of cocktail did he bring you? That looks delicious.
Hold on a second. Before we do it, let's finish fussing at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Gas Man, did you feel as though you was at a disadvantage?
No.
Hello. Yes. I want to play a game.
All right, so let's go. So, Hanging Chad, you saw that there was an advantage and a disadvantage in that way, right?
Yeah, and I think the only way to fix it is for you to make it so that we are allowed to be Billy, and we also control whether she can unmute. She has no control over whether she gets.
Oh yeah,
right. Voice of Reason, how do you think we should rectify this problem?
Well, we could draw names out of a hat and keep score. That way, I mean, you could say...
Oh, like the olden days.
Spike could just rotate the questions.
Billy just simply has a natural talent for being able to not listen to the person readings, no distraction. She just can read it, and then she can answer it. Because when somebody's trying to read something to me that's printed out for me to read,
right.
I can't do it. There's no words there. It's just like gobbledygook, and all I do is hear the person.
So yes.
It slows me down. Yeah. So Billy's just naturally more talented than the rest.
Okay. Well. Okay. So.
I say we mute Kim too now.
Excellent idea. Yeah.
PW, what solution do you think you may have?
Really? Well, I started with it. You know, we just don't let Billy play.
Oh.
And I think we all have a better chance.
Yeah, really. I thought about this. I say, well, maybe what we should do is, I don't show the question. I just read it, and y'all just see the 200.
Board. Oh, no, but that's an idea, because then you have to listen to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you have to learn to speak Spike, too. Which
yeah.
Correct.
Could be a real problem. All right, so.
I thought of something.
Okay.
PW could play some music, like musical chairs type things for the question. And then when the music stops, you're allowed to say your name.
No, have to sit in the same chair.
And then the game will take 3 weeks.
2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay. But he could play, even do that song, that
bum, all right, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, we know the song. We know
bum,
the song.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, 8 seconds is over.
I thought about another suggestion. I say, well, maybe.
That 8 seconds? Eight, bum, bum, bum.
Whoever chimes in first has to pass the question on, the answer on to another person. Like Billy will say, Billy, and then you have to say, who answered the question? You have to say Kim. Billy have to tell.
Oh, okay. That's good. I like that. Yeah,
but do we also get to read it? Because I would love to read it, especially super slow. Nope. I'm not done
reading
it.
That's a good idea,
yet.
Spike.
Nope. I'm not done reading yet.
You chime in with your name, and then you pick some. You get to pick. If you're first, you get to pick somebody.
Oh, yeah. Like so then there's a little strategical stuff there.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, say, oh, wait a minute. Billy, Steve would never know about that. Yeah.
Yes. I like that. We may have actually topped Alex Trebek or whoever came up with the governor. This might be a better idea.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We pick the category for the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like someone picking sports for me, like that's not.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Not cool.
Oh, and also, if Billy says Chad, and then we go sports, and then you get it wrong, Billy loses points.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a twist on the twist.
If he gets it right, then Billy loses points.
Not only that, but if I get it right, I get the amount on the board, plus I take that amount of points from her, because she targeted me.
That, yeah, he wins those points from me, so I lose those points. So it's a 5-point question. I have 10 points.
Be careful.
Chad has a 5-point score. Oh, he wins. He gets.
And if Billy calls my name and I get it right, I win a new car.
Mm. I hate to say this, but maybe we should work this out.
We have a new car.
We should work this out after the show.
I was just thinking about that. I was saying, maybe we should talk about this before.
That sounds very pre-gaming.
We've got sponsors. We've got all kinds of great things, great topics to talk about.
Yeah.
We can work this out afterwards, but I think we're on the right track.
Speaking of that, now is topic changing music.
Oh.
Good God.
I pressed the button. Oh, all right. Here we go. This must be the first topic, which would make it a new topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
I like to call this topic here, Smoke Every Day.
Smoke Every Day.
Right. Okay, there's been a researchers at the University of Pittsburgh and Williamsburg-Patterson in New Jersey. And they studied, this is something crazy, they studied 4.2 million people in all 50 states between 2010 and 2019. And you know what they discovered?
No.
What?
Yeah, thank you. You know, when it was a question, there's an answer. What? Oh. They found out that legalizing cannabis has also increased the consumption of, caused the consumption increase in alcoholic beverages.
Isn't that interesting?
Which is contradictory.
Victory.
Mm-hmm.
To what they thought it was, because everybody thought that legalizing marijuana would mean there would be more eating going on, right?
Sure, yeah. More nachos.
I drink less.
I drink.
No, you drink way more.
I don't. I drink more water.
I don't know what the study said, but here's something that may affect you guys. It says the effect is mostly found among adults between the ages of 18 and 24.
That's me.
and men who are not in who are not college educated.
That's me.
That's me.
So that's basically everybody. All the resistance.
That kind of changes it a bit. That changes. So in the other categories, did it reduce drinking?
Good question.
I don't know. I didn't read all that.
Come on. You expect Spike to read it?
If I had a college education, would I drink less?
I need to look it up, apparently.
Yeah.
It didn't reduce it, and it didn't increase it. It just didn't substitute for it.
There you go. Okay. I'm just thinking, what was the resistance fighter's opinion on that? Ms. Kimberly, how do you feel about this study of 4.2 million people that shows that consumption increased alcoholism?
Well, in the age group that you just mentioned, I feel like anything that reduces inhibitions will equal more drinking. It doesn't matter what it is. I think the study is kind of worthless. It's not really telling us anything smart.
Hanging chat?
I don't know about the study, but I can say that nothing's breaking my love for red wine. and I thought maybe it would, but it didn't.
Speaking of red wine,
you and Brawny Man are a match made in heaven. Then,
oh my gosh, I could give everything up except for red wine.
Oh wow!
You like really like good red wine?
No, I will drink it out. No. Well, I do. I like really good. I filter it. I don't like all the crumbs and crap from the filaments or whatever.
You say wine crumbs?
Yeah, wine crumbs. Crumbs, yeah.
No, there's a bunch of crumbs, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
some wine is crummy.
Yeah. Look, I will drink it out of a box. I will drink it out of a cellar. Okay. I will,
Gas Man, what say you about the consumption of weed and alcohol?
I'm going to call fake fish because one has nothing to do with the other one, I don't think.
Yeah, kind of,
That's why I said... Smoke,
people who drink.
It sounds like a good Tuesday night.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Anything that reduces your inhibitions is going to make you drink more if you're already a drinker.
I'm going to say this. You know, I like to drink beer, but if I have had
don't incriminate yourself.
If I've had other things,
yes.
I tend to forget about my beer. I'll have, this is so cold, it's so delicious. And then I put it down, and then 30 minutes later, I was like, that's right, I had a beer.
Oh, so you must be 25.
No.
and where?
Oh, yeah, yes,
phone.
I am, yes.
Yeah, really. All right, Voice of Rizion, did you answer this?
I'm dumbfounded that Kim thinks that marijuana reduces your inhibitions.
Ooh,
it just completely heightens all my inhibitions.
Yeah,
I mean, I just okay.
Yeah,
amateur.
maybe that's it. But I would think that a dry throat would cause you to drink more.
That's true. How did they partake of the wacky weed? Did they have edibles? Did they smoke it, which would then make your throat parched and then would encourage you to drink more?
Or did they inject it right into a vein?
Or did they inject it right into a vein like nobody does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I don't think it works that way.
Yeah.
Forever has done.
People shoot up marijuana all the time.
They love to do it.
Yeah. Right, I would like to say that my father has no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, well, that was I just want to throw.
Have marijuana tracks. You can see them.
Yeah, doing it wrong.
I think my dad might have smoked weed once when he was like 20, and never ever again.
Billy,
yes.
Really? I would totally think the opposite of that. Yeah, Billy, I would have thought he grew up in the 70s, like traveled in a van. It was, you couldn't even see in it.
Oh, come on. You all know. I'm immune.
He thinks he's immune.
Yeah, he really thinks he's immune. See, nobody even believes it. Yeah.
He's one of those.
He, huh? he, it has an immunity to some, even some narcotics.
Yes.
Like it doesn't really have any kind of effect on him.
You don't have to try it.
Oh, no. I tried it till I was blue in the face. Yeah.
Maybe
I ate it. I did everything.
Maybe you wasn't immune. Maybe you just like that.
Maybe you had a very poor supply.
Okay, Jose, now we're getting off base. We're
oregano.
Oh, sure. Maybe. We're talking about me, and now it's off base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
we're not trying to.
We've done whole segments on my eating habits. We can't talk about him for a minute.
That's true.
That's right.
True story.
Hold on a second. Are we in a state where cannabis is legal?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
For medical reasons.
Anyway, all this stuff is illegible, and none of the facts and opinions of you are the opinions of Spike on the Mic or the cast. No, I just cleared everybody up.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that disclaimer from our lawyer.
Let's see
our crackpot lawyer.
Yeah, of course. Hey, PW.
Yes.
Were you able to load up the junk?
Yes, I am ready.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, what do people call it? The resistance fighters? Did you guys do your homework? Are you guys ready for your homework?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're going to do Kim, since she was, oh, yes. Or was that Billy? I couldn't tell.
No, that was Kim.
It was Kim. I think it's time for doing Kim's segment of okay.
All right.
No?
And I think, I think I'm about to press the right button for Kim.
Ooh, I have a button.
You have a button now.
I got a button.
No. We would have discussion, and I would explain to him exactly what his life was going to be like when we left the restaurant and went home.
It's okay.
No.
I tried to keep spanking as a special treat. Not that anybody else could benefit from that.
Take it away, Kim.
That sounds like my voice, but
it is your voice.
Come on. I'm so concerned.
Okay.
Load a little bit, PW. Load a little bit.
Come on. I'll try.
Okay. Come on. Well, go ahead, Kim. Take it away.
Okay. So, I'm just going to start off with a question for all of you guys.
All right.
Hey, no.
Something was just made illegal.
Yeah.
In Tennessee.
Yes.
What was it?
I know.
Wait! Each of you are going to guess. Reason?
I know.
Oh.
I don't have to guess. I I do have to guess, sort of, but I think it's something that should have been made illegal long, long ago.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody knows?
I don't.
I have no idea.
I do. It came to me.
It's still legal in Louisiana, by the way. For convicts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, slavery was just made illegal in Tennessee.
Yes.
And it's about time.
In this midterm elections, they just passed it and say, okay, oh, well, we go ahead and, okay, now it's illegal.
Okay. So, obviously, buying a human being, owning them, and making them do crap for you, that was illegal in Tennessee. But what they had to do to the law to change it is ridiculous. Because up until this was passed, convicts could be made to do work for free.
Right.
Still, slavery.
Yeah.
So some people didn't vote for this. One congressman that didn't vote for this said, I'm not a lawyer, and most of my voters are not lawyers, and I can't explain this amendment in the words they understand. Republican State Senator Frank Nicely said during a 2021 meeting of the Tennessee General Assembly, the Constitution is too sacred to clutter up with a lot of stuff non-lawyers can't explain to other non-lawyers. So I guess I'll be voting no on this.
God,
man.
And that's some, and he's a Congress. Somebody voted him in.
Yeah.
He didn't want to pay the prisoners. They get paid like 50 cents. Like they get paid close to nothing, but they still are paid.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the things that happens is that these folks are made to go work. They're sentenced to hard labor. And because the criminal prisoner industrial cop, I don't know, is now privatized, somebody's getting paid for that labor, and it is not the people. Mm-hmm. This is disgusting. Sorry.
Go ahead. That was a great...
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, really. And you got to end it.
What I'm saying here is, okay, no.
That was a great one. All right, well, then we might well keep it going. Well,
as the only person here that has actually been an indentured servant, I would say that maybe they could earn their time off. Now, are they allowed to have time off now, the prisoners? Can they earn their time off?
Yeah, they can work for no pay.
But they can earn time off of their sentence, right? Can't they? Isn't that what they were doing?
No.
They weren't earning time
off. What universe do you live in?
You cannot employ somebody for work for room and board, for instance. You can't do that.
Legally.
No, they can force
you. Not legally.
The government can force you to work even though you've not even committed a crime.
That's true, yeah. That's when you go in the army.
Yeah. I was, like I said, I
but
was
you're
the
paid
only one here
when you're in the army.
An indentured
I thought you were paid.
You are paid when you're in the army.
Yeah, but you know, it's like Snickers bars or something.
Not minimum wage. Not at least not when I was in.
Okay. All right. Well, that was great segment there, Miss Kim. Great segment.
Yes.
Yeah, great segment. So, hey.
You're an awesome host, by the way.
Oh, whoa. Yes. All right. Hold on. Let me send you a little something. All right. Well, then let's keep everyone's segment going with This Day in Sports with the Gas Man.
Oh, wait. I think I could find that. Well, come on.
You hit it.
I did hit it.
Aww. Here we go.
It's not playing.
Well, then.
Wait, I know why.
What was about. I've actually bit a man's ear off on several occasions.
You got to back it up.
And I'm not proud of it, but it helped me out of many a jam.
Coming in at 5'9.5", weighing 172 pounds of tallness, could have been a third string starting cornerback. If not for his bad arches, you know him, and you love him, giving you sports, the Gas Man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks to the producer for that awesome introduction. Very well done. Thank you. Just a short sports segment this week. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are now 5-5 after defeating the Seattle Seahawks in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah.
Really good game. Which brings me back to one of the best times I had in my life when I was in Germany, when I was in Army. That was a great trip. And the Buffalo Bills and Cleveland Browns were forced out of Buffalo, New York, which was a snowstorm of epic proportions. When you get a chance, go look up the snowstorm in the stadium.
Yes.
You can't say anything but the goalposts. It is ridiculous.
Wow.
Crazy. There was over 6 feet of snow in 36 hours.
Yeah, that was insane. It was like that movie, The Day After Tomorrow. It was ridiculous.
Saw that picture.
That's all I got for sports.
Oh, all right. Well, great segment, although we still will talk about it later. Great segment.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Where were you in Germany?
Grafenwehr, like that live firing range. Because I was infantry. It's called Grafenwehr. It's like a live firing range, like a whole village. A lot of people, a lot of civilians never heard of it.
Close to where?
Frankfurt.
Okay.
I was in Frankfurt when I wasn't on post.
Gotcha. Right.
Well, then let's go into the next segment of their homework is how about Hanging Chad?
All right. Let's see. What is he? Oh, I know what he has.
Raindrops on roses. And whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
It's time for My New Favorite Thing with Hanging Chad.
Okay, so I love it.
Thank you. So my new favorite thing are Gooder sunglasses.
Yes. I'm getting
it. All right. So Gooder sunglasses are number one, a really, really cool brand. They all come in different colors, right? And they're in the like Oakley frog skin type shape. Each lens and combination with the frame all have a different name inscribed on the inside. And guys, you put these on, they don't come off your face. They don't wiggle. You can move your head around, and they're only around $25, depending on where you are, but that's somewhere cheap. In that range.
Question.
If you drop them, get a new pair, and they have all different colors.
Let's send Gooder an invoice.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yes. If Gooder, anyone from Gooder hears this, we need you to sponsor us, and we will keep pushing out this brand. This is one brand that I absolutely stand by.
We're all going to be influencers.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Question. Now, this may be a bad question. Hanging Chad, are they made in America?
Oh, no.
I think
They are based out of L.A.
Yes.
So I think so. Yeah.
So they're.
I don't know if they're constructed in America, but their home base, from what I was told when I was in Santa Monica, they are based out of L.A.
Are they Gooder than other glasses? Of course they're American.
Absolutely. They are the Gooderest. They are the Gooderest.
All right. Well, that was a great segment of my new favorite thing. And keeping it moving, we have to go to, I guess, Miss Billy with This Day in History.
This Day in History.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And now, This Day in History, brought to you by Billy.
Nice.
So, on This Day in History, November 21st, my favorite bridge opened up. It is called the Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
Nice.
It is in New York. I remember as a young child leaning back in the car to look out the backs of the window to watch the suspension part. And at the time that it was constructed, it was the largest suspension bridge in the world.
It's true.
Dad and Kim cannot answer this question. Can everybody else tell me what two places the Verrazano Narrows Bridge connect?
Pick somebody to answer that question.
Well, Chad's muted, so I guess not him.
Yes, man.
Let's
hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Uh oh.
A gas man.
New York and Canada.
That is incorrect.
Incorrect.
It is in New York, but it connects two things in New York. There's your quiz.
So ask Reason.
Reason, do you know the answer to that question?
Albany to Buffalo.
Incorrect.
All right, well, I'll go Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn to Bed-Stuy.
Wow, you were Bed-Stuy the closest so far.
Bed-Stuy is in Brooklyn, isn't it?
Yeah,
Bed-Stuy is in Brooklyn. So that's not it. But you were so far the closest.
Right.
Kim, go ahead and give us the answer.
It is Brooklyn and Staten Island.
That is correct.
Oh, there you go. What's the name of that bridge again?
The Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
Verrazano Bridge. All right.
The Verrazano. Everybody just calls it the Verrazano.
Wait. Call the Verrazano.
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Does anybody know that answer?
Of course.
Sounds like a pizza.
It's named after. It is named after.
Let me see it.
Okay.
It's named after the person that our country is named after.
That is correct.
Verrazano Vespucci the Amarcio Americanus?
Amerigo Verrazano.
Vespucci.
Vespucci.
Never mind. I'm wrong, right?
Totally.
I don't know.
I think I'm wrong.
Well, I like it. Let's go ahead. I like your version.
Yeah. Let's go with it.
Let's make it right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a fact check.
When history, the facts disagree with history, go with history. In the West, you go with history.
There you go. All right. Well, then I guess we have one more segment to do, and that would be what grinds my gears.
Oh.
You know what really grinds my gears? This Lindsay Lohan. Eh? Lindsay Lohan with all those little outfits jumping around there on stage, half naked with your little outfits. You know? You're up there jumping around, and I'm just sitting here with my beard. You know what really grinds my gears? People in the 19th century. You. Why don't they get with the freaking program? It's called an automobile, folks. It's much faster than a horse. You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. And that, people, is what grinds my gears. Tom?
And now, it's time for What Grinds My Gears by the Voice of Reason.
It is.
You got a good fortune, man.
Yeah.
I really can't come up with anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's really great.
I'm happy right now. I feel like everything's going pretty smoothly.
All right, this grinds my gears.
Maybe I'll come up with something next week. Right now, I haven't got anything.
Nice.
So, that's what grinds my gears.
So we're going to vote that that was the worst segment of the day.
Of the day, yeah.
That
vote kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It grinds your gears.
Complete failure.
Next week we call it, instead of grinds my gears, let's call it rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that could go a lot of ways.
Yeah, really. All right, well then, since we are in the middle of segments, PW, I think it's time at least to give a holler out to our sponsors.
Oh, we could do that. I probably have to press the right button, though. That would be this. The button that says sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
He forgets again.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, just a quick programming note. I got two messages. One message that said a guy or girl, who's a girl, that said they really digging the show. And I don't understand what show they're listening to.
Yeah.
It can't be us. It can't be us.
And Sunshine 97.6 also said that we're still doing a good job. So kudos to you, Raggedy. I mean, to the Resistance.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
You never know. Every once in a while, you can tickle the fancy because there's a seat for every ass.
Should go underneath that. That's our motto.
Yeah.
All right. So now you know what we hadn't done in a while, and I will be remiss if we don't do it again. It's called the Big A Word of the Day.
Oh, here we go.
Why were we muted?
Do we even need to vote?
Of course I'm late. We were muted and I didn't realize I had to click a button.
We're all muted. I think that one came from last week's show, and it just now got here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'll agree that that was super late.
That one was. Hold on, let's really test the waters. Kim, was she late?
No.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, with that,
I love my sister.
With that being said, voice of reason.
Yeah, I'm
doing a great job.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So there you have it. There you have it. All right. So this is going to work out fine. I know it is. What I do, ladies and gentlemen, we have to give up we come out with a big A word of the day to educate our mind and mold our masses. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the big A word three times. In total silence.
Total silence.
In total silence. Three times.
And except for the word.
Yes, except for the word. We hope it comes through. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the big A word of the day.
Nugatory.
First time.
Nugatory.
Second.
Nugatory.
Third.
I know this one.
All right. So did it come across? Everybody heard it?
Nugatory.
Yeah. All right. There I know it.
All right. Oh, well then. Whoa.
Could you spell it for us?
Yes. It is Nugatory.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Nugatory.
Nugatory. All right. So they think that's easy. Let's ask some of the resistance fighters. Gas Man. Do you understand do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Yes. It's when you eat too many candy bars with nougat and you can't get off the couch. You totally. Are nougat for it.
Yeah, really.
Totally.
Hanging Chad, you would concur?
No, it's definitely kid jail and for kids who do too many noogies on other kids.
Hey, wait a second. Doesn't Chad look like he's about to graduate?
He does.
Yeah, he does with that thing over here.
No, he does, yeah. Yeah. All right, finally, right? My mom would be so proud.
PW, do you know what nugatory is?
Yes, anything to do with candy bar fillings.
Nougat.
Miss Billis?
I'm going to guess that it's the place in between purgatory and life.
Nice, yeah.
And life, because you go from life. When you're dead, you go right into nougatory first. Right. It's like a lobby, and then you go into purgatory.
Yeah, really. Kind of like a vegetable, a vegetable, right?
Yeah, like a vegetable. Like a vegetable.
For the newly dead.
The newly dead.
Nougatory, and then you either go into heaven or purgatory.
Voice of reason.
I think it's somebody, an American, somebody born in America that prefers British nougat to American and insists on only getting British nougat.
That's very complicated.
Yeah, really. So, Kimberly, did you give me your definition of nougatory?
No, it's of or pertaining to Snickers bars.
Yeah.
Or Milky Ways. That's no, all nougat.
Only Snickers bars.
Yeah,
okay. She actually said it in terms of a lawyer of or returning to. Like,
yeah, that's right.
That's
the proper way.
It's the ingredients. Well, you guys you're all pretty close to what nugatory is. Nugatory is really being described having little or no consequence. So there it goes. It's used especially in legal contents to describe something without objective legal effects.
Wow.
Or candy bars. We'll just go with that. Nugatory.
It says here, useless or futile, a nugatory and pointless observation. And then in a sentence, the teacher shortages will render nugatory the hopes of implementing the new curriculum.
Wow.
This seems like a useless word.
Yes, I like it being in between life and purgatory.
100%. Yeah. Billy's definition, 100%.
We're going to call Merriam and Webster.
Yeah.
Say that. All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Ooh. All right. I think this is only the second time we're playing the topic changing music here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Yeah. Right. I like to call this
show full of segments.
There it is. Yes, segment show. I like to call this segment Hold the Anchovies, Really a Fake Fish.
Hold the Anchovies, Really a Fake Fish.
Okay, now, I read stories, and I do believe that these are fake fish. And I like to pose these or ask the resistance fighters what you guys think about it. Just because it's in the news does not mean it's always true. Can we agree on that?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So
in America, agree on that?
Yeah. I'm going to read this story, and you guys got to tell me.
I don't think you can agree on anything.
This is it. Okay, the police officer responded to a Pizza Hut in Mansana, Virginia at 11 p.m. on Saturday night to investigate a robbery. Well, the investigation revealed a man walked into a Pizza Hut store, walked past the service counter towards the kitchen area. While in the kitchen, the man retrieved food, put it in the oven, and made a pizza. And while he was cooking the pizza, he pulled up his shirt and revealed that he had a knife in his pants line.
Okay.
In his pants line. Once the pizza was ready, the man took the unpaid food, left the business, and while in the parking lot, he brandished his knife again to anybody, to another employee who tried to stop him. Question.
Okay.
Do you guys buy this story?
Yes.
Okay. You got a call on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go with you, Hanging Chad, because you voiced it.
I absolutely think this is true. I could totally see this happening. Like, have you had a pizza and then not been able to have a pizza for a long period of time? You will walk into a pizza place with a knife just to get a pizza, even if you have to make the damn pizza yourself.
Miss Kimberly.
Yeah. I mean, yes. This is definitely possible. People are this crazy.
Billy.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely believe it.
All right. Gas man?
I believe it because, full disclosure, I once worked at a Little Caesars, and you have to put it in there and let it cook it. If somebody walked in there with a knife and said, I'm cooking my own pizza, I'd get out of the way and say, yeah, do your thing, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. It's just a pizza. I get it. Yeah. Everyone needs one.
Yeah, the thing that's most unbelievable is that somebody tried to stop him as he took the pizza to his car.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's the big part.
Yes. That he had to show his knife twice.
Yeah. Okay. Voice of Rizion?
Yeah, I think it's a very possibly a true story. I can see it happening.
And PWs?
Totally true. And I think the reason he showed the knife was so that people knew he had a way to cut it.
Yeah. Oh, he was just trying to share.
Don't worry.
I've got a way to cut it. Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I'm okay.
Okay. Everybody knows that I think this is the biggest, one of the fake fishes is out there in the ocean. Yeah. So let's analyze this story here.
Okay.
A man.
In a way that's going to make you look good.
Yeah. A man walks into a damn Pizza Hut. He just walks in the kitchen and then starts making his pizza. And nobody just says, hey, hold on, Frank, what you doing?
Yes, I'm sure they did say that. Why do you think they didn't?
Exactly. And so then he puts it in the oven. He's cooking it and making it. Why don't they stop?
Because he's got a knife.
Yeah, he shows his knife so that they know he has a way to cut it.
I'm working at a Pizza Hut and someone threatened for like, you know, $10 an hour and someone shows that they threaten me with a knife. Yeah, go ahead. Do whatever you need to do. All right. I'm good. I'll just sit here and wait until you leave. I'm not going to get injured.
Yeah, I'm going to break it until you get done.
Look, yeah. I think businesses are so short-staffed, they want people to walk in and start working. So, like, this is actually a really helpful thing. Like,
yeah, really.
I don't have to make your pizza. You're going to come in and make your own. Go for it.
Exactly.
Could you make a couple of others while you're at it?
Yeah. You want a job here?
Yeah.
Fine. You can
come on.
Right now, Twitter is hoping that people walk in and...
That is true.
That is true.
Yes, what you like saying?
When that guy was holding you up, you got mad because the guy washed the knife instead of making your sandwich. If you'd have grabbed the knife and made your own sandwich, you wouldn't have had to wait.
Remember when those guys were on the phone? You talked about how we're on the phone last week.
You forgot your own story. When the guy went to wash the knife instead of making your sandwich.
Yeah.
If you went and made your own sandwich with your own knife, you could have got out of there.
First. Yep.
That's right. It was the knife. He wasn't on the phone.
Yeah, you should have had a knife.
Yeah, we should all just be able to walk in and make our own stuff and leave.
Okay, well, listen. I, for one, do not support or indulge. What's the word when you
endorse?
Endorse. I do not endorse walking in there making your own pizzas or making your own food, because I still believe in my heart of hearts that this is a fake story. Oh, also, they even had in the story, they also said no injuries were reported. Like, come on, because there probably was no crime. What probably happened was, this is what I think happened.
Uh-oh, here we go. What happened was?
Deductive reasoning.
Okay.
The guy was an employee of Pizza Hut, or he was fired from Pizza Hut. And so he said, before I leave, I'm doing this, and I'm going to walk out with this pizza, and all y'all can get the double barrel fingers. And so that's what, later on, they did call the cops, and the guy was arrested for burglary.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there's a few.
Let's say it was a $15 pizza, and it took him an hour to make, okay? They would have to pay him $15 an hour to work there, right?
Yeah.
So basically, he made a $15 pizza. It took him an hour to make. Instead of taking a paycheck, he took the pizza.
Okay. So thank you, Steve.
I think there's a few things you can steal in this world, and the jury will understand, and pizza is probably one of those things.
So nobody's going
to
blind.
Definitely needs to go to a jury trial.
Yeah. So nobody's going to bite off on a story that this guy was an employee or an ex-employee.
He probably was an employee. That doesn't mean the story's fake. An ex-employee, he still went into the place that he didn't work at anymore. Or even if he did work, he just walked in when he was not his shift, showed a knife to a bunch of people saying, "I'm just leave me alone. I'm making my pizza.
I have a way to cut it."
Still a crime.
Yeah. Okay, you don't even have to use your knife.
Yeah.
So if he was an employee, an ex-employee, then this should not be a story, should it?
Why? It's a crime. Like it's a story. A guy just walked into a pizza place, made his own food, and left.
Or an ex-employee or an employee stole some stuff. Employees steal from restaurants and papers all the time. That don't go in the news.
But they don't usually make their own food.
Billy, here's the problem.
That's the story.
Billy.
Yeah, we really
Billy.
Focus on the fact that
excuse me.
Work.
Wait a second.
Okay.
I'll explain to you. The problem is, it's a story. And it's not about Spike.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So I should. Okay.
This is why it's a problem. Yeah.
Okay. I see. Okay. So,
well, I've had time to think about it, and I think Spike's probably right in this case.
There you go. Now we're cooking with Crisco. Now we're cooking with Crisco. Let's try one more time. One more time. Kim.
Yeah.
Was Billy late on the ooh?
Never.
Yeah.
That was from last week's, right?
Right.
See. All right, listen, I'm going to go on a limb and say that was a dang fake fish. I don't like it. And we just.
You're the only person that doesn't believe
it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to agree with Spike. I've changed my mind.
You and Voice of Reason are the only people that don't believe it.
There you go.
Because you have your nose jammed in a certain place. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so let's do one quick, just a question you guys asked, and then we get out of here.
All right.
Change real quick.
Oh, topic changing. All right. All right, we're going with one more topic, and then we're going to get out of here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Do you guys believe in superstitious?
Do you guys believe in superstitious?
Here's a list of things that people do that I want to do you guys believe in and superstitious. Do you guys believe in crossing your fingers for good luck? Billy?
No, not really.
Kimberly?
No.
Not really.
Damn. Okay, how about knock on wood or something, like knock on wood for things going straight or bad?
Yes, but I have an Italian alternative to knocking on wood.
Which is? Explain.
Does it involve someone getting killed?
No, you make this symbol.
Yeah.
You point it at the figurative or actual bad luck.
Oh, okay.
Opposite
of knocking on wood.
So if someone's shooting a free throw, you do that at them?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I don't want them to get
them. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, and then when Gasman does the old Duke Wave mess, I don't care about that.
You throw them off when you do that. Oh, and then miss the free throw.
Right. How about this? Do you guys believe in this little superstition? Step on the crack, break your mama back?
No.
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 Although my mom does have back problems.
I stepped on every single crack. My mother was fine.
This is a great line in a Debo song, though.
You tried to do it, though, right? You tried to bring
it. I did try it, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. And the last one, how about this? Opening an umbrella in the house. You think that guy is a superstition?
Yes.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't buy into that. No. Breaking a mirror.
I don't believe it, but when I won't do it. So I guess maybe I do believe it. like I, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's stupid, but a part of me still won't do it. The same way with Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary?
What about that? Bloody Mary?
It's not real, but I'm not going to.
You say Bloody Mary into a mirror and like spin around and say it three times and and then something bad's supposed to happen.
But you'll drink three of them, right?
Yeah, I never heard of that. But
you know. Oh, that's a different Bloody Mary.
Oh,
that one is
okay.
True.
All right.
True, and I believe it in it, and
and I approve.
And I approve.
I don't walk under ladders. You ever heard that one? Walk under a ladder?
I was going to say this last one here. Like, if two people are walking down the sidewalk, do y'all split the pole?
No, that's...
Never heard of that one.
Never heard of that one.
Split the pole? What does that mean?
Go on either side of a pole. Yeah.
Two people walking down the street or down the sidewalk and there's a pole for some reason in the middle of the pole, middle of the sidewalk.
I keep to the right. That's it. That's what I do. It's no superstition. I just keep to the right.
What if somebody's on your right, and then
they shouldn't be, because they should be keeping to their right, which means we don't have to run into each other.
No, both of you guys go in the same direction.
Okay.
Two people go in the same direction, and then there's a pole, and then the pole is going to split y'all. Do y'all go on the same side of the pole, or you split it?
Who cares?
Which one is considered bad luck?
I'm just trying not to hit it.
Yeah.
Whichever way means that one of us is not going to run into a pole.
And we're not discussing bad luck anymore, though.
Superstitions.
Superstition. I've got two things, okay? First of all, with the pole, if it does split you up, you're supposed to say bread and butter.
Oh, yeah.
I know that one. Yeah. And the second one is, I have my own, that's not really a superstition, but if I'm walking across the parking lot, and there's a handicap place, I won't touch any of the paint on the handicap.
Yeah, I don't step on it. Step on the paint.
I won't touch that paint.
Yeah, really. So,
that's
what you can say.
You can say it's out of respect for people that are worse off than myself or whatever you want to call it. But I won't touch that handicap paint.
You know, like handicap parking spots where you have the thing painted on the ground.
Yeah, I won't touch
it.
Would you walk across it?
Yes.
There's
no car there.
No, actually, if I come up to a handicap spot, I take my pants off.
There you go.
Yeah.
I won't do it. I think it's out of respect for somebody that's worse off than myself.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then that is, ladies and gentlemen, will be the award-deserving show for this week. But before we go, we always have to ask our award-deserving resistance fighters, what stuck with you? So, PW, what stuck with you tonight?
That I would take my pants off in a parking lot.
Somebody's talking, doing it just now. All right. Yeah. Chad, what stuck with you tonight?
It may just be faster to go to the pizza place with a knife than to wait on the guy to deliver it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
I think I'm going to have pizza for dinner tonight. Hold
on. Oh, okay. And Voice of Rizion, what stuck with you tonight?
But do you think that they call me Amerigo the bridge builder? No.
Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
I am always on time.
Oh, yes.
Damn. And Miss Kimberly, what stuck with you tonight?
Drinking during the show makes me forget my New York history.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And what stuck with me tonight is that you guys all did your homework. It was awesome. And the show is doing well. Thank you guys for hanging and sticking with us.
We deserve an award.
Deserve an award. Somebody send us an award.
We got one in 2018.
We really like Gooder sunglasses. Really, really like them.
Come on, Gooder.
Ready? Get ready Gooder. For it, Gooder. This is Spike on the
this
mic.
This show's getting Gooder.
Lights, Spike on the mic show, and we will see you guys in 2 and 2. Whatever that means.
And
hey, have some fun hanging, Chad. I'm out. 1.